Now let's lead off with McLean County residents having another week to prove they want a convenient drive-through COVID-19 testing site in their backyard. Amid criticism from local officials, Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration will delay the planned closure and relocation of Bloomington's testing site at the Interstate Center on the city's west side. The site was set to close Thursday and move to Peoria. It's now going to stay open through May 22nd. WGLT asked Pritzker about the site during yesterday's media briefing.
We reached out, spoke with some of the leaders in Bloomington, and were assured that they would encourage people to use the drive-through testing.
State officials previously said Bloomington's site was closing because it was underutilized. It was at first, but testing numbers have increased since more asymptomatic people, like grocery store workers, were allowed in starting April 29th. The site hit its 250 test daily capacity for the first time ever Tuesday. It did so again yesterday. It had to close early. A few days ago, Pritzker claimed only about 26 people a day were using the site. The real average is 108.
There were many, many days of the drive-through testing in Bloomington in which it was underperforming. I was citing one day. I have to admit that, you know, there are different numbers run through my head. I remember that being one of the days of Bloomington. The fact is, though, that what we want to make sure that happens is that people actually use the drive-through testing. The other drive-through facilities have done much, much more.
Bloomington State Representative Dan Brady says he told the governor's office that doctors and surgery centers rely on the site to meet testing requirements for elective surgeries that have resumed. Brady says the delay buys time to develop other local testing options.
So at least the surgeries they're scheduling as far out towards the end of next week can continue. In the meantime, yes, they're going to be struggling for places to get agreements with labs, but you know, on the other hand, that's better than being closed tomorrow.
It's unclear what happens after May 22nd. The Illinois Department of Public Health website lists only two other testing sites in town, and they're much more limited than the drive-thru. Hospitals have expanded testing to include some additional patients. That drive-thru site remains open every day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.